Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of intelligence. You know, the fact that you hung out, that you stayed with us. That's the part. That's what I'm talking about. So let me tell you why you're going to be glad you stayed with me. Lynn Morella is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Lynn is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is our ethics expert on the Brain Trust. We could not do without him. He's the author of In Search of Ethics. There's also a second edition out. I'm the happy owner of both copies. And that's a very important, they hold a very important place in my library, except they don't just stay in my library. They get on my desk from time to time because I use them. And Lynn is a guy who helps us understand about leadership and about ethics and about character. And we're going to talk about why now, maybe more than ever before, we need to be talking about these topics. Lynn Morella, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be with you. It's always good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. Lynn, every country goes through a period of time when its character is tested. And sometimes it fails that test, and that nation doesn't last, doesn't make it. And I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't think I'm overstating the case to say that I think right now America is at one of those character moments. What do you think?
Let me turn your attention back to the end of the 19th century, Jim, when Alexis de Tocqueville, the French statesman, came to this country to find out what made our democracy tick and why things went so well here.
Yep.
He traveled the length and breadth of our nation, and he said to himself, "I look for the genius and power of America in her great harbors, in her manufacturing, in her agricultural facilities, and everywhere, and I didn't find it. Not until I went into the churches of America and I saw its pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand why America is great."
Mm-hmm.
America is great because she is good. When America ceases to be good, she'll cease to be great. In the end, in the final analysis, the state of the Union depends upon the character of its citizens. Let me say that again. The state of the Union depends upon the character of its citizens, where we can have honest debates, honest discussions, where people's interest in a nation is more important than their interest in their own power.
But Lynn, our citizens have been subordinating their will, I think, too much over the years. We have been to our politicians, and I think we've gotten a bad bargain in that behavior. And so I think what's happened, I'm very unhappy about the way our leaders in Washington have behaved on both sides of the aisle, on Republicans and Democrats. I'm an equal opportunity disser, Lynn, and I'm disappointed in the political class, and of course America gets what it deserves because we vote these guys in. But I'm, as much as I'm disappointed in the way our leaders have gone, and you and I are going to talk about that a little bit in a little bit, but I am hopeful. I am kind of excited about the way Americans have risen up. Last September we saw it. This summer we're seeing it. And they're letting their elected members know that they're unhappy about things, or they, you know, whatever their opinions are. Are you seeing that? Are you noticing how much more vocal the electorate is being in the last year?
Yes, I have, Jim. And you can only push people so far, and all of a sudden they realize, look, this is my country. It's a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and therefore, how about paying some attention to what's really right for the nation,
right?
And we get in this whole competition for power. You know, it used to be where power was everything. In this modern era, you need some moral authority to make, get things done right.
What do we got? I'm worried that the moral authority has been lost in Washington with our political class. What do you think?
The moral compass is foggy right now, and it's because people are more concerned about power, they're more concerned about their own position, they're more concerned about their own income, their own reputation, more so than they are about the good of the nation.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be the case. And folks, if you think we're wrong about that, just look at the way they debate each other. Look at the way they discuss things, the way the national debate's going right now. Have we lost the ability to have an honest debate in America, Lynn? That's the concern that I have. I want you to answer that question on the other side of these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Lynn Borella is our guest. He's the author of In Search of Ethics, the second edition, of course, is out now. You want to get a copy of this and you want to spend some time with it. I think you'll like it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Lots of stuff. Thousands and thousands of pieces of information. Anywhere from 5 seconds to 1 minute to 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to there and ask questions. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can check out my blog. I hope you check that. Which, by the way, the blog post I'm going to make today is blending the concepts of branding and terrorism together. And only Jim Blasingame could put those two together and come up with some kind of message. So maybe that'll tweak your interest a little bit. Lynn Borella is our guest. Lynn is the author of In Search of Ethics. I've just been told that the third edition is now out, and that's available wherever books are sold. Lynn.
Yes, it is, or they can just go to my website, or go to my website, centerforleadershipandethics.com.
Centerforleadershipandethics.com. Check that out, folks. The third edition is there. You're going to want this book. You're going to want your employees to read this book and hold you accountable, too. Power and control, Lynn, seems to be the thing that we've got in Washington, and I think what we've got to do is as citizens, Lynn, it seems to me that we don't need to just yell at our members of Congress in town hall meetings. We don't need to be doing that. We need to be showing them how an honest debate can happen. But I think we need to be holding these people accountable for character. And if they fail that test, the character test, we need to get new people and get them out, and I don't care how long they've been in, and put people in who have character. What do you think?
Well, there's just so much emphasis in our society in general, Jim, on money, on prestige, on power, on having the best job, going to the best college, and I think at an early age you find a lot of people just kind of fudging a little bit and cheating to get ahead, and then that carries off into our politics. And the whole notion of power versus moral authority is what's at question here. And what I see happening right now is a whole emphasis on power. Do it because I say so.
Mm-hmm.
Do it because I've got the power to make it happen. I have the votes in Congress. Just do it. And, the heck with what's right for the country.
And I think we're going to see a demonstration of that this fall. And folks, I'm not saying this because it's Democrats, because I think we've had the same problem. We have had the same problem with Republicans. But I think you will be able to see a demonstration of this. It'll be an interesting exercise to see what happens this fall with the health care debate. And again, as I say, if the Republicans were doing this, I'd be saying the same thing. Because my beef, ladies and gentlemen, my beef, Lynn, is not with one party or the other. It's with the political class. And they've lost their moral compass as a class. And I'd like to propose one person, Lynn, that I really do believe there are men and women of character in Congress. I just don't think that they are in charge. And one person, though, that I really admire a lot, and I would take 535 of this person if we could have people like this guy, and that's Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. I think Joe Lieberman is an honest an intellectually honest person and a person of high moral character. What do you think?
Well, he stood up to his party to do the right thing, and as a consequence, he's getting punished for it in many ways. But I think you're right. He had the courage of his convictions, and if we could just think about what's right for this country, and your notion about the health care bill is a very, very cogent example of what's happening. Let's do what's right for the country, not worry about who wins, and it's all about winning right now, and that's
Lynn, one of the things that I'd like to hold a group of people I'd like to hold up for example are America's small business owners. If there's ever been a higher density of moral character in the world than America's small business owners, I don't know where that would be. Now, that's not to say that we're all perfect and we all always do the right thing, but we are bound by an immediate impact on our business, on our life, if we do behave unethically. I mean, there's no, whatever we do in small business, it's like there's a bright light shining on it, and it shows up immediately with our customers. We can't hide it, we can't get away from it, and I just think that that Washington would do well to study the way small business owners go about their business every day, every year. And as they deal with their customers and others and their employees, I think they do well to study small business owners from an ethical standpoint. What do you think?
Well, I think many small business owners are much closer to their customers and much closer to their employees. There aren't so many layers between them and the customer. Also, I think that they practice servant leadership more than they do power leadership. Come to realize that their employees know what's best for their customers, and they know that they need to talk to them in civil terms and deal with them in terms of I hate to use the word love, but in terms of service and sacrifice to their employees, so that their employees can do a better job for their customers.
Love is a good word to use there, Len. I don't think we should shy away from that word when we're talking about when we're talking about this topic, because I think it's very appropriate.
You're hitting it right on the head. I hate to use the word too, because people take the wrong connotation. I'm not talking about erotic love.
We're talking about the Greeks helped us with that. They have three kinds of love.
Agape is the word they use.
That's the word. Agape. I've talked about it on the show. I've written about agape love. Agape love is powerful. It's love that you have for people that you don't even know. And that's the way small business owners feel about their customers. It's the way they feel about their employees. Yes, they know their employees, but it's still a form of agape love, as Lynn said. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Lynn and I are very proud of you, small business owners. We need you. We need more of your example to be spread into Washington, D.C. Stay with me. It's 10 till. We'll be right back. Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. This is from the song Nexus from the album Innocent Age, double album that you will love. I hope you'll check it out. I just love telling people about Dan Fogelberg. I still miss him. He died too young. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Lynn Marrella is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Let me spell his last name. Two R's and two L's. Marrella. Lynn Marrella. His book is called In Search of Ethics. The third edition is out now. Lynn, this book, if my memory serves, this book for many years now, over a half a dozen years, has been required reading for every cadet at West Point, the Army's military school.
That's correct, Jim. I'm very proud to say that my alma mater has for the last 7 years sent this book to the incoming plebes, send it to their home before they even arrive at West Point.
Wow.
Ask them to read it before they get there and be prepared to write an essay on what honor means to me.
We need to give this book, or it, you know, at least the essence of this book to each other, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, as we went to the break, Lynn, we were talking about agape love. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I talk about it on the show a lot, and I have a little bit of a more sweeping definition of agape love maybe than some people have. But and of course, we're not talking about the theological. There's an agape love you hear the ministers talk about. This is very similar. But primarily, when I talk about agape love, I'm talking about the things that we do for people who we don't even know. And I use one of the classic examples are the military, and men and women in uniform in here on our soil. The police officers, firefighters, EMTs. These are people who run toward the danger, toward 911. While you and I are running away from it, Lynn, what would make those people do that? Why would they run toward bullets and fire and danger to help people that they don't even know?
Military calls it duty. Civilian life, we call it responsibility. And it's all, Jim, it's all about character.
Yep.
It's all about influence. It's all about relationships. It's all about leadership. And it's all based on character. Successful marriages, successful friendships, successful business operations. When character is at play, where trust is involved, everything works better.
And Lynn, I'm going to stick another thing in here. You know, I've got to speak for my peeps. In 2009, Lynn, America has no way of knowing how many small business owners are working just to keep their employees with a paycheck. There are so many small businesses out there, Lynn, I mean, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands, who knows how many businesses right now that the boss is drawing less of a paycheck, or maybe for periods not a paycheck, but keeping the doors open largely because of their devotion to their employees.
That's the love we're talking about.
Yes.
About agape.
Yes.
It's all about kindness. It's all about patience. It's all about humility. It's all about respect. It's all about selflessness. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about honesty. It's all about commitment.
Why does that get diluted so much when they go into government? I'm not naive. I'm not Pollyanna. I know politics ain't beanbag, as somebody once said. But Lynn, what do we got to do to get that to endure, to accrue to our government?
You know, I think it goes all the way back to parents. What part of our problem is that with a 50% divorce rate, and so many parents where there are two members of the family there, who both are working, I don't think it's happening as much in the family as it used to.
Yeah.
And the burden then falls to the schools, and the schools are saying, well, that's not my job. You know, I think I told you earlier, I'm involved with character education in the schools in all the schools of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of great teachers out there, but sometimes it's very difficult with testing, with No Child Left Behind, and testing being so prevalent that teachers feel they don't have time to teach character.
The parents try too, but it is harder when they're single parents. It's not the single parents are doing the best they can, but it does help when they're two. There's no question about that. But you know that we got what we got. I mean, that's what we've got. So we're not going to change that. But there's no reason. I still can't believe that we can't get this message of character to our members of Congress, regardless of what else is going on. And I hope that the American electorate will not stop letting these people know how we feel.
Can't agree more, Jim.
Yeah. Lynn,
the concern I have is there's just too much emphasis on money.
Yep.
Too much emphasis on power. Not emphasis on patriotism.
Yep. I agree with you. Give us the website again, Lynn, quickly.
LennMorella@yahoo.com is a way to get to my website.
What about a phone
website.
Number? You want to give us a phone number?
Yes, I do. 610-478-3000.
All right. Thank you, Lynn, for being here. Good job. In Search of Ethics is a book. Lynn Morella is the author. You want to check that out, folks. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.